So as we experience this Wesley Covenant service, my hope for you this morning is that it will be an opportunity for all of us to, in a sense, reset our priorities and our goals and our expectations for 2016. The biggest one, I hope, using the words of Wesley, is to walk in the ways of God. In a recent survey, Nashville-based Lifeway Research found that Americans make New Year's resolutions that a better relationship with God ranks second to health-related issues. Over 50% of persons surveyed indicated that they want to be more intentional in their faith development every year, and I hope that describes you as well. So as we begin this covenant service, I hope that we will do at least three things. First, I hope that it will remind you of the goodness and the grace of God as we reflect in song and in scripture and in order. Second, I hope you will once again receive God's mercy that the Bible tells us is new every day. Lamentations 3:23. The truth is, we all have things from 2015 and maybe well before that, that we need to let go of. And let God's mercy remind us that he is faithful and just to forgive all our sins. And third, I want to invite you to make a New Year's resolution to renew your commitment to growing in Christ in the coming year. Throughout the history of our tradition, the Wesley Covenant service has traditionally been celebrated on or near the closest first Sunday in January. And so as we stand at the beginning of this new year, I want to invite you to put the past behind you and to look forward to the new year, committing to deepening your relationship with Jesus and committing to walking in the ways of God. Will you please stand and join with me in the responsive call to worship? Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Let's pray together in the prayer as you see on the screen. Almighty God, you search our hearts and you see every part of us. All our desires are known to you, and from you no secrets are hidden. By the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, cleanse our hearts so we may perfectly love you and glorify your holy name. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear this good news. The Christian life is a life found in Christ, redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. We are those who have entered into life and have been admitted into the new covenant of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of this covenant. He sealed it with his own blood so it would last forever. On one side of the covenant stands God, who promises to give us new life in Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Every day, God proves his goodness and his grace to us, showing us that his promise will stand forever. On the other side, we stand as those who promise to no longer live life for ourselves, but instead to only live for Jesus Christ because he loved us and given his life for us. There are times in our lives when it is important for us to remember and to reaffirm our promise and vows. In the same way, we come today to renew our covenant with God. Many generations have done this before us. Today, we make this covenant on our own, renewing with both joy and sincerity the covenant that binds us with God. Confessing is simply about coming clean before God and others, and I invite you to respond as you see it on this screen. We are those who seek to live as true disciples of Jesus Christ, but sometimes we fall short. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and submitting our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves and cut ourselves away from God. Let us pray. Father God, You have set forth the way of life through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you love dearly. We shamefully confess that we have been slow to learn of him and have reluctant to follow him. You have spoken and called to us, but we have not listened. You have revealed your beauty to us, but we have been blind. You have stretched out your hands to us through our friends, but we have passed by them. We have accepted your gifts and offered little thanks. We are unworthy of your unchanging love. We now confess to you our sins. Please forgive us for the poverty of our worship, for the selfishness of our prayers, for our inconsistency and unbelief, for the ways we neglect fellowship in your grace, for our hesitation to tell others about Christ, for the ways we deceive others. Forgive us when we waste time and when we misuse the gifts you have given us. Forgive us for when we have made excuses for the wrong things we have done and when we have purposely avoided responsibility. Forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good and that we have not been ready to carry our cross. Forgive us that we have not allowed your love to work through us to help others and that we have not made their suffering our own. Forgive us for those times when instead of working for unity, we made it hard for others to live with us because of our lack of forgiveness, inconsiderate judgment, and quick criticism. Forgive us when we have not tried to reconcile with others and when we have been slow to seek redemption. Forgive us also for these sins that we silently confess to you now. I invite you to just be in a moment of prayer and lift those before God. Receive these words of assurance and pardon. God, the Father of all mercies, is faithful to cleanse us from our sins and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A relationship with Jesus Christ is a response. God does the inviting, and we do the responding. And so I invite you to respond appropriately as God calls you to himself. Let us gathered here before the Lord, now in covenant, commit ourselves to Christ as his servants. Let us give ourselves to him so that we may fully belong to him. Jesus Christ has left us with many services to be done. Some of these services are easy and honorable, but some are difficult and disgraceful. Some live up with our desires and interests. Others are contrary to both. In some, we please both Christ and ourselves, but there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Jesus Christ, we offer you this prayer. Let me be your servant. Let me follow your commands. I will no longer follow my own desires. I give myself completely to your will. The power and strength to live as true servants is given to us in Christ. We accept the place and work that he gives us, acknowledging that he alone will be our reward. I am not my own. I am yours alone. Make me into what you will. Rank me with those you will. Put me to use for you. Put me to suffering for you. Let me be employed for you. Let me be laid aside for you. Let me be lifted high for you. Let me be brought low for you. Let me be full or let me be empty. Let me have all things or let me have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give everything to your pleasure and disposal. Christ is Savior to those who are his true servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey. To be his servant is to consent fully to his will. Christ accepts nothing less. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Now confirm this truth in holy covenant. Make it a reality in your life in these five ways. First, set apart time in your day, more than once, to be spent alone with the Lord. Seek to perceive God's special care for you and gracious acceptance of you. Carefully think through the words of this covenant and its conditions. Examine your heart, even if you have freely given your life to Christ. Name the sins in your life. Reflect on whether you are willing to choose Christ's holy laws and strict commands. Be sure you are clear in all these, so you do not lie to God. Second, uphold a serious spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Do not trust in your own strength and power, but rely upon God's promise of giving peace and strength. In this way, he will empower you to keep your promise. Fourth, be determined to be faithful. You have given your heart and your life to God. You have opened your mouth to dedicate yourselves to the Lord. With God's power, never go back to your formal way of living. And last, be prepared to renew your covenant with God. Fall on your knees, lift your hands, open your hearts. Let's pray together. My righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me now as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness when I have not done your will. You promise mercy if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you rid yourself of every idol in your life. From the bottom of my heart, I hear and now renounce every idol in my life, covenanting with you that I will not commit any known sin. By turning against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch for any temptation that will lead me away from you. Through Jesus Christ, God offers to be your God again, if you allow him to be. Before all heaven and earth, I hear and now acknowledge you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as my Lord and God. I vow to give all of myself, body and soul, to be your servant and to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. Jesus Christ is the only way and means to God. God has given us Jesus as the way and means to salvation. Jesus, I hear and now accept you, and it's the only new and living way. I join myself in covenant with you. I come to you hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. With all my power, I accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own unworthiness and vow that you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. Jesus, I hear and now make this covenant with you and accept whatever comes in life. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death will separate me from you. God has given you holy laws as the rules of your life. I have and now willingly take on your yoke and burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I accept them as the rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising I will strive to order my whole life around your direction. I will not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty. The Almighty God searches and knows you, even the thoughts of your heart. O God, you know that we have made this covenant today in sincerity, without deceit or reluctance. If you find anything false in us, guide us and help us to see it right. And now, glory be to you, God the Father. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my God and Father. Glory be to you, God the Son. You have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit. By your almighty power, you have turned my heart from sin to God. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Comforter and Guide. O mighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you now become my covenant friend. And I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. You are mine, and I am yours. So be it. May this covenant that I made here on earth be ratified in heaven and earth. May our God, who establishes covenant relationship with those who seek to enter the kingdom, be with you always. May Jesus Christ, who seals the new covenant with his blood on the cross, bring you peace. May the Holy Spirit guide your life, both now and forever. Go in peace to serve the Lord. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin as we just did, and seek to live in peace with one another. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. Having confessed our sins, God is faithful and just and forgives us of our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Historically, the people of God within our tradition have done what's called the prayer of great thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for this meal that we are going to celebrate in just a moment, this sacrament, this holy supper, where we remember and we remember ourselves with the love of God. And so I invite you to respond as appropriately. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed in us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach the good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, the recover of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord ascended, he promised to be with us in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. For this is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now I invite you, as God's dearly loved children, to pray together. The Lord's Prayer is on the screen. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as is in heaven. Give us today your daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, both now and forever. Amen. The body of Christ given for us. The blood of Christ shed for us. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.